Hello to the Los Compas Chulos fans. It is me, your host again, Brian. Stop laughing. Brian, welcome to the first reboot episode of Los Compas Chulos podcast. You might have missed us, but the whole gang's here. We've got Jose.
Yo.
Boyo.
What's up?
Tyen.
Hi.
And Elijah.
Okay. Hey, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, so we went on hiatus for a bit. People went to jail. People went to the military. Things changed, but we're still back here. Yeah. We also rebranded, in case you haven't noticed.
We got to change the Twitter at.
We got to change everything, but y'all can do that. I'm in charge of the actual pod. Y'all need to be in charge of something. But yeah, The reason for the rebranding is because we realized we had brand separation between our association, our organization of Los Compas Chulos versus the Sleepover podcast. So we needed to make that into one thing. So we get more exposure through both platforms. Thank you. All right. So what have you guys been up to?
Nothing much. Just hanging out, you know. There's nothing better for us to do. The podcast, there's nothing for us to look forward to week after week.
I know, it was so exciting having to record every night and then having to edit it when I had to get sleep. So excited. I'm so excited for that to happen. Oh, we're dropping on Fridays now, not Mondays. For the people, all our fans. I know you've been waiting for this one. we saw Little People Wrestling.
We did. The rest tall as me and Brian.
And I have a funny story about that wasn't funny. I have a funny story about that. So kind, you remember when we were watching it? And then, like, I was recording, and then my phone ran out of storage. Mm-hmm. So, like, I was confused, because, like, I thought I had, like, 10 gigs of storage. Like, five minutes should not have filled up my recording. So I was like, whatever. And I was texting a friend, and then I was like, oh, let me send you the video. And I'm send them the video, but I'm watching it back. I was recording in slow motion the whole time. Whole video's in slow motion.
Not really.
20-minute worth of... I don't know, because I wasn't looking at the camera. I was just holding it to my sight, but I was watching it with my eyes. Because one of my biggest pet peeves is when people go to concerts and they watch the concert through their camera. You know what I mean?
That's what Kyan was doing.
Yeah, it pisses me off, because I'm like, enjoy the moment, dog. But anyways, so that's why I didn't notice until I sent it. Because what?
Is when they ran over there on the outside, I couldn't see them, so I had to the camera to get an angle.
Dude, can we talk about that little fucking white girl that sat in front of me? That thing actually got me so pressed. Yeah, that actually got me so pressed. And like, she kept looking back at her mom who was behind us. I was like, dude, she obviously can't see.
You know what got me pressed?
What?
I went to go get two beers. I came back. That girl took my spot.
Dude, they were so annoying.
I had such a good view. And once I come back, she's in my spot. So then I had to stand behind fucking Kyan's big head.
Big dunder head.
Certain part of whatever it's called, the ring.
I had a good view too. And then she decided to sit down there for no reason. Because like, you showed up late. Like, why should you get a good spot? We still could have sniped the balcony spot, but we didn't.
No, it was too close to the speaker.
You're such a little kid.
Okay.
So Jose, what have you been up to? I did not want to be first to go into line.
I didn't. Dude, because Jose, it literally felt like we were going to a nightclub.
What and there was
like,
heck?
But when they're giving us the tickets or showing the tickets, you're like, you go first.
Because I didn't know what they want. I didn't know what he was going to tell me. I forgot we had to show tickets. But... dude, they literally patted us down like if I was going to have a gun. Like, you could have looked at me and known I wouldn't have a gun. Like, be so for real. The guy also grabbed Kyan's nuts. Like, no lie, it's not.
No, he didn't.
You
no,
literally
he didn't.
Said he didn't touch you there.
The first LCC lawsuit?
No, I don't. He also had a ski mask on. He was DTM. There's no reason for all that.
It was pretty scary because of that.
Yeah, so I was intimidated. And then they were like, ID. And I was like, well, shit, I'm not even 21. I was like, I don't even need to show it. And he was like, let me see it. And then he was like, oh, you're not 21. I was like, duh. And then Kyan and Boyo got wristbands.
I didn't know what those for. I thought it was just like to go in.
It had beer on it.
I didn't
It said
look
21
at
plus
it.
And it had a picture of beer on it.
I didn't look at it.
Anyways. Yeah, Jose, what have you been up to?
No, basically what Boya said, chilling, not working.
Why is that?
I don't talk about that.
Uh-huh.
And I had a little TikTok era.
Mm.
It was going well. And then I got like shadow banned.
Oh no. Well, what TikTok era were you gonna elaborate?
That was like old head joke.
Yeah, it was. I didn't wanna.
What were you doing on TikTok?
I was just reposting things.
Dude, how long ago was that though? Like, I think you think that was.
That was like 3 months ago, I think.
I think it's. I mean, it was when Kaisina did his Elden Ring thing, huh?
Yeah.
Let me look this up. Y'all can vamp while I look this up.
Wait, how long ago do you think it was?
4 months ago.
Yeah, I got the accurate time.
We were gone for a year.
Something like that.
Dang.
Let me see. Our last episode was. I can't really read these timestamps. Oh, no. Our last episode was February.
Dang.
We were gone for 7 months.
We missed the year anniversary.
You know what? That's fine. Yeah, because I remember one of the last episodes was our podcast awards.
That was. it's like a good ending.
Dude, one of them was 30 minutes. It was a nomination episode because it was like Sunday at like 10 p.m. We're like, oh, fuck, I guess we should do a pod. We're going to miss 2 weeks in a row and we're playing Roblox, I remember. And so we just decided to fucking do the nominations.
Oh, I should play
one of the reasons we stopped uploading was because we lost access to the one laptop that we needed to do it in person.
Yeah. Then like,
yeah,
the
so
thing
IRL.
Is, like, I definitely could have bought a laptop, but like I didn't need it for anything other than the pod. And I wasn't going to drop $300 for a podcast.
How much have you dropped?
I could do the math. I could do that. It's like $10 a month. How many months? What's 7, 2, 9, like $90.
Dang. And how much did we make?
I get 100% of the
you
first
can't
profits.
Disclose.
No one else put anything into the podcast other than me. I've put everything into it. Blood,
the
sweat, and tears. Not blood.
To your house.
Okay. Ryan, what have you been up to? I don't care. Mm-hmm. Eli, what are you up to?
Well, I could say something we all did. We went to a fair.
Allegedly.
Kind
didn't. Kind went to one fair with us. I went to two fairs. Some of us went to one.
Better that he wasn't
was my
there.
Last fair.
Okay, why? Why was it that bad? Are you that broke?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my thing doesn't work.
Your Apple Pay?
Yeah. Because
they literally think you're a drug dealer. That's the thing.
I didn't do anything
They literally
wrong.
Think you're a drug dealer. But you keep saying like that you contacted support
wrong.
Already and they don't help you, so I don't
know. No,
get
I
it.
Didn't. I didn't contact them.
Well, maybe you should.
They're in the
I contacted
problem,
them huh? once.
So
but
you
they
just
didn't
lied.
No, I didn't. I had to do it again because the lady that first helped me didn't tell me anything.
Well, that's your problem.
Other than what I already know. I would put in it on.
Yeah, you could do it again.
We saw such similar a shit light show.
Dude.
It
that's why I didn't go.
You didn't know it was going to be shitty. It was so shitty, though. I have to, drones were falling out of the sky halfway through. We were watching it. It was so bad. What a waste of money.
The monster truck show is also very anticlimactic.
The motocross carried.
Yeah, the motocross. Yeah. Those guys, they went pretty crazy. Like, the tricks they were doing they're pretty insane. I'm not going to lie. It's impressive stuff.
One of them wiped out. What
yeah,
a loser.
He did.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Sure, with adrenaline, I bet you didn't even feel it because like he fell sideways, but he got right back up.
So. How much money do you think they make? You know, I was thinking, like, how much do the mini wrestlers make?
Ooh.
Good question.
Also, how much drugs do they do?
Yeah. Like 3K.
Like, the whole time I was thinking, like, they definitely do cocaine. A bunch of Kiwans there, they definitely did cocaine.
Okay.
They literally look like Kiwan. And, like, dude, the thing is, you're going to think it's offensive only because they're little people. But it's like saying you look like a celebrity. Like, that's not even racist or like anything. It's just like you look like them. You can look like people without it being offensive.
Honestly, they
yeah, like,
this is like.
Like, I look like Pedro Pascal.
Anyway, I was if they were to do drugs. if they were to do drugs, I think it'd be interesting because they're smaller. They don't have as much weight on them. They wouldn't even have to do as much. I feel like
Cheap. Like, they just save money on not having to use as much drugs.
Dang. They found a life hack.
That's good for you too, Poyo.
You too.
I'm taller than you.
I remember when you'd get high and you'd be so out of it.
I have no idea what you're talking about. This is a lie. So we're coming into this lying now.
No, we're not. I saw you with Galaxy Gas outside the place you were parking lot.
I thought you were about to leak.
Leak what? There's a... No, I don't use Galaxy Gas. That's ironic you say that, though.
Oh.
What? Why?
You know what you use.
What do I use?
I'm not saying it. You know what you use. We all know what you use.
No. I've been a little fiend lately for some nicotine.
But you can stop, huh?
It's for an experiment.
You can stop when you want.
Yeah. It's more like I'm dedicated to the cause than an addiction.
You're dedicated to spending your money on them. Good silence there. Yeah, I don't know.
Yo, like the talk to a?
Oh, talk to us. No, we're not going to brain rot.
No, talk to a. We can go brain rot for podcast. Brain rot right now. Oh, no.
Okay. We can go wrist for wrist. Fuck that. We can go get for get. Go, boy. Go. What do you say? I think he's doing it. Okay, go, Jose. Go.
Meow, 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 meow.
Go, Eli.
I don't know, brain rot.
He's out. Kai, go.
Give it.
Phantom, don't tax me.
Funny what?
Okay, never mind.
I don't. Jose, go.
No, I don't want to anymore.
Okay.
Jose killed it.
I am the clip.
Back at home.
Took Dennis hug.
Double chunk chocolate cookie.
We're Costco guys. You lost. I'm so good. Let us know in the comments down below who did the best brain rot for brain rot. Top comment gets a $100 Amazon gift card.
Not guaranteed.
You can't comment.
Out of your pocket.
You can't comment.
Out of year.
I'm gonna keep it a stat. I ain't giving nobody a gift card. The buck.
We'd
but it's
be
a good word, farm engagement.
More of a loss.
You ever see like those old YouTubers talking about how like, or like Twitter being said like they won giveaways, but their YouTubers never sent them anything? We could do that.
Was, ooh, were
we doing
my
a Christmas giveaway, Jose?
And we lied.
You lied.
Didn't Axel do it?
I think it was you and Axel who would always bring it up.
Good lie, though.
Well, is it?
Hell, man.
It worked,
bro.
People probably entered.
Oh, fucking man.
The Kendrick beef happened the whole time.
Oh,
that was a good event. That was a good event.
Sabrina dropped.
A little late for that.
Sabrina did drop. What else has happened
her
since
tour?
Then?
She started like a couple of days ago.
You know, I saw her tour. Did you see the ending of it?
No, I've not really like looked at any clips of it.
Can I say
that's
it?
A lie I have? Yeah, you can say it.
So like at the end, like she would, you know, like at her old tour, she'd do nonsense and she'd switch up the ending.
Oh yeah.
This one, she had like a little TV screen. It's like her saying like, "Thank you for coming," like this and that. And I was like, I was telling my coworker, like, I don't really like it because she seems so disingenuous in it. Like, she hates all her fans. That's what it's giving.
She does not hate me.
She doesn't know you. So she can't.
She does.
Have you,
have you seen how she hands out, like, a pair of handcuffs?
Yeah.
Yeah. My girlfriend said, oh, hopefully she picks you. I was like, she is not going to see us all the way up there.
Wait, this is good lore for the pod. You got a girlfriend the time we were gone.
Oh, I did. I did get a girlfriend.
So did someone else.
Yes, so did someone else. Brian.
No, it wasn't me. I don't have a girlfriend.
Did we say her name?
Shut the fuck up. I don't have a girlfriend. Shut up. I was going to say something. Oh, speaking of like you stalking Sabrina, you seen like Chappelle Roan? Like she's like a loser.
What do you mean?
She's like bitching about how like she's like too famous and like they harass her or whatever. You haven't seen that?
No. Honestly, with like drama and like stuff like that, I don't really care. As long as their music is good, I'll listen to it.
So you're telling me if they kill your whole family and they make good music, you're still listening?
If they make a song about it, maybe.
What if they kill your girlfriend?
I don't think I can support that one.
That's a good call on that one. That's a good call. How about you, Kain? What if they killed your girlfriend?
Oh, the Kain got a girlfriend too.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh.
Is Kain even here? Bro got up and left. No, he's here.
He's here.
What a scumbag. What a piece of shit.
I just got back. I just got back.
We caught you.
I just got back. I just got back.
No, now you gotta say, what did you go do?
I went to the bathroom.
You actually have diabetes.
What? Dude, you're leaking that stuff.
That you have diabetes. God forbid people think you have diabetes.
I don't have diabetes.
No one knows you.
What the heck?
You're just a guest.
Oh.
What the heck?
We have the statistics here of the last... You were only on... was it 12 episodes?
Around there, yeah.
12 episodes?
12 out of 33 episodes.
No, he was on 14. He was on 14 episodes.
No, 12. I'm looking right at it. It was 12.
Oh. Oh, Eli was on 14?
Yeah, Eli was on 14.
Yeah, one up.
And who didn't miss a day?
Boyo had perfect attendance. I missed two.
No, you didn't. As a host, you should have perfect. No, but no.
As the host, I'm busy with other endeavors.
Shit, this is my podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Boyles.
Okay. You don't even know the podcast name. Man, I don't know what else to talk about. I feel like I've been talking the whole time. Can someone else please talk? I need to take a sip of water. You know what I feel like
right
now?
Did you have something today?
Did I have something? Oh, no, it got pushed back, but I don't want to leak that until it happens. I want to leak it till it happens. Boyo, you know what it is, and Kain, you know what it is.
I don't.
I told you at Little Person Wrestling that I was going to do something today. It was my first or something.
That just shows.
No, you said.
Who cares and who doesn't care?
No, yeah.
I should be hashtag a host. Well, host.
Yeah. No, over there, what I heard is you had something to talk about and you're going to save it for the pod, and that's it. That's what I heard.
Dude, I don't remember what that was. But just know it was the first, and you said you have to do it too. You said you were going to do it too, so we could do something. I guess.
I remember.
You remember him saying that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kain, why don't you go ahead and text it to me?
Okay. I'll send it on DC. Did you get it?
Check. Say. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That got pushed back. But let's just say I'm cooking up something. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so someone else could talk.
Jose's on his weight loss journey because he realized how fat he was. He's trying his hardest, right?
Should we tweet out his progress pic?
Yeah.
Alright. We tweet that out. I don't have Twitter anymore. Huh?
And the gym he goes to?
Well, you go to that same gym.
Not at the same time.
Kain does too. But coincidentally, you didn't see him there, huh?
I didn't. I didn't even know if he actually goes.
Yeah, go.
He picks and chooses. Who'd you sign up for the gym the other day, Kain?
Ma. No.
Ma?
No.
Bung Danny?
That's... No.
That's not leaking anything. It's a fucking common name.
No, it's not.
Well, Bong isn't his fucking name. No one in the public calls him Bong.
Yeah, they do.
Who calls him Bong in public?
My family.
Exactly, you fucking twink.
No, it's like the equivalent to if you would say uncle or auntie something. But it doesn't make sense because he's my brother. I don't know how
it works. Isn't it brother? You told me it was brother.
I don't know what it means.
Bong in Cambodia.
I don't know the term.
Older.
Yeah.
Someone who's older than you.
I see.
So all y'all my bongs. Even Eli. Old ass.
Days, huh?
Yeah, what you doing for your 21st, Eli?
I'm going to the casino.
Which casino?
No.
You're not about it.
What the heck?
Gambler.
What do you guys think about that? What are the odds of losing money over gaining money? Like
at a casino?
What do you think?
I think the more you play, the more you lose. So if you go in first and you start winning immediately, I'd say you stop. You stop.
On me.
Nope, you keep going.
No.
Exactly. You'll hit a million.
Yeah? How much
did you hit? I was this close to leaving, and I was like, oh, one more machine, and I won.
Where's that Look money at that. Sitting on your desk.
On that phone he bought.
Yeah.
No, it's sitting on his
in
desk.
In the closet.
He leaked where he hides his money.
In my secret stash.
If you go to his house, you can find it. That's the Amazon gift card. I'll give you Kind's house address.
No.
And he steals Kind's money.
No.
So what do you think of your new phone, Kind?
I don't know. Okay. It's too complicated for me.
I've been contemplating getting a new phone, but like, the thing is, mine works relatively fine. It's just the battery dies on it. I would need to just replace
that's
the battery.
That's what I kept saying.
No, you didn't. No, I'm you would keep saying guy. For the past 5 years, I'm going to get the new one when it drops.
No, past 5 years.
What phone did you have?
10.
What are we on now?
16.
I've proven my point.
No, but I got mine in 2017. So the timeline doesn't add up.
You got yours in 2017. Do the math.
Yeah, Kyan.
No way.
It was 7 years ago.
I feel like, yeah, not 5 years ago.
Oh, it's even worse.
No, but you haven't been saying it the whole time. You've been saying it for like...
No, I've been saying it since like the 14, maybe.
You keep saying, oh, I'll get it once a new one. Because the thing is, this phone was a replacement for the other phone that I shattered. But it was this one I got refurbished, and like it was fine, but then the battery just went to shit so fast. And it gets so hot, dude. It overheats.
Is that the one you dropped in the water?
This one, the one I have right now? Yeah, the speakers are shit too. You know, Apple needs to do a better job of like advertising their fucking like waterproofness, because I dropped it in the lake one time and now the speakers are dog shit, the mic is dog shit, everything's dog shit. So it's like, is it waterproof?
Just switch to the Samsung.
Did they
say waterproof or water resistant?
You can suck a dick. y'all seen the new Meta glasses?
Yeah, I saw like a little like the translating feature.
I think it's
demonstration.
It's way better than Apple Vision Pro.
It's just
glasses.
Mobile.
Well, so is Apple Vision Pro. You just look like a dumbass with it on your head.
That's what I meant. Like, I think
Apple Vision Pro is gonna be used more in home, whereas those ones I could see like maybe 5-10 years from now it being into the general public. Because I've always thought that like augmented reality would go further than virtual reality, only because it's more practical for people to actually see the world when they're in it, whereas like you can't see anything. And I think it's finally getting that far.
You have YouTube playing while driving.
Yeah, that's a safety.
I just put my phone up with that thing you gave me and I just watch videos.
What did I give you? Did I give it to you?
No, Jose.
Oh, the magnetic thing? The thing where if you hit a bump, your phone's going to go flying out the window.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to talk about your one-way story? Well, I think everyone's heard it here, so it's like there's going to get no reaction. You're basically telling the audience.
I never heard it.
Oh, tell it to Kind. So he will give a good reaction.
Yeah, so me and Brian went on our date to go watch Whiplash.
Woohoo!
Let's just say it was a great movie. It was my first time watching it, Brian's.
Let me pause it. Did we talk about the dude in there? Who like the speaker?
No,
there was a dude in there. He got the best seat in the house, dead center, like middle row, in the very middle, and he was posted up there. The preview started playing, and like three previews in, he leaves, and then like he comes back with an employee. And also like after every fucking trailer, Boyle was like, "I want to watch that one hella loud." And so when he brought the employee, I was like, "Great, he's gonna fucking tell Boyle that's like Boyle was being annoying." But it turns out he noticed that the speaker was fucked up. And like, it sounded perfect to me.
It had like a little buzz.
After he pointed it out, I was like, damn, he's so right. It is fucked up. I just thought like, he's kind of like, how often does he go to the movie? Like, he knew based on his seat. Like, he was like, it's that one. That was impressive. Anyways, keep going, boy.
So before we went to the movies, we're like, oh, let's go get some burgers at some one joint that I found. And while we were going, the directions on my phone, the GPS, it said, take a left on... two lights, but I looked at it quickly and I thought it was my next left, the light that we were on, and I took that left and it turns out it was a one-way. And there was cars coming towards me. So I sped up a bit, and I quickly went into someone's driveway. And I just stayed there. And Brian was like, "Stay, that's so embarrassing. Stay here until every car leaves."
The thing is, I saw that it was a one-way, and he had a GPS. So I was like, there's no way he's going to fuck this up. Because there's a big sign that says one-way, pointing that way. And he just started turning left, but I was like not paying attention. And he was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I was like, this freaking idiot. And then fucking dumbass couldn't find the parking spot. He, like, he had the GPS on. I was like, oh, keep going forward. And then like, there's a big blue P for parking. Big blue P. I'm like, oh, it's right there. I was like, it's this building. He sees it, turns left. We had to go around for like 3 minutes all the way around because only one ways. And then he almost missed it again. I had to freaking guide him straight into the parking spot. And that same parking garage too, I peed in there. I'm gonna keep it a stack.
Oh yeah. Sick mess. Then there was some guy after we left for I know it was before we got to the parking garage. There was a Tesla that also took a one way.
Oh, this is true.
And he was like, yeah, he was spinning back. He was like doing a U-turn. Yeah, and that's it. I bad at good reaction kind.
It's crazy.
I hate him. Hey, after I don't listen to a single word that's been said.
I was listening.
Okay, recited it. Recite it. Go ahead.
He drove into somebody else, into the other, the wrong lane, and he stayed there.
You did not listen. He did not listen.
I was.
Is that the best way you could describe it after listening?
Holy shit. Did not listen. What is he doing? What are you doing right now, Kyan?
I'm doing something.
I'm just. If you guys want to meet Brian in person, he's going to go to a Clairo concert in LA. So look out for that.
Oh, what do you remember, Jose?
That fake demon Axel.
Oh, we got we're calling out Axel here. So we're going to SF because there was a Supreme drop with Tyler T's. Also, I should have got a Tyler T when I was online, but I didn't get it because Supreme's a scam. Anyways, so we go to LA, we're gonna not LA, we go to you SF.
Guys eat that shit up.
Yeah, well, you eat literal shit, so I don't want to hear it. Anyways, we're talking about bean soup. We go to SF, and we're walking. We park a little far from the Supreme store just because, like, parking. I was getting stressed out trying to find where to park. So we're walking there, and Axel has his chains on as he always does. He has a ripped Essentials crew neck. Or no, it was faded. It wasn't ripped. It was matte faded. It is faded Essentials crew neck. And we're walking, and there's a sketchy dude, like ski mask, tall, ethnic.
I don't like.
And like, I was like, well, what is he gonna take from me? My phone and my wallet, whatever. I can cancel my cards. Axel pucks his chains. Every time you talk to Axel, he's like, I hope someone presses me for my chains. I hope they press me. This and that. It's like a fight somebody. He is such a fake demon. Axel, you're not gonna listen to us, but if you do, you're a fake demon.
Oh no, you about to get a DM.
He is not listening to this.
He was talking about if something happened, nobody has his back, that Brian would just record.
I'm recording, dude, because I would be so mad if I if I got into a self-defense fight and I lost the case just because there's no evidence. Ooh, I'd be pissed.
Oh,
because like if there's evidence, irrefutable evidence right there. Irrefutable. I'm free. I'm a free man.
Also ghost hunting with him.
Oh, we did go ghost hunting. He's a pussy. If any demons are listening right now, go hunt Axel. Unless you're a pussy demon. Fucking demons, y'all pussies.
Yeah, no, don't hurt him. Just press him and see what happens. Record it.
Diddle him while he's asleep.
Okay, wait a minute.
Diddle him.
Oh, wait. After our ghost hunting, Axel was just so scared. So we went to another location where they said some person hung themselves. And then while we were there, we almost got mauled down by a mountain lion.
Dude, you and Luis were pressing him, dude.
We wanted to confirm we heard what we heard.
It was like,
yeah, it was definitely hissing at you guys.
You couldn't mistake it the first time.
Yeah.
We wanted to see if it was still there. It was kind of loud. Got closer.
Yeah.
Bunch of criminals at that park at night.
All I'm saying, Luis was saying that I'd lose against the mountain lion, but I'm saying I think I'd win. I think I'd win.
No, you wouldn't.
The power of friendship, we could win.
The power of friendship is me getting in the car.
You dick.
It's like a dick. I did not pick that fight.
You want to record it?
Yeah. No, fuck that. I wouldn't even record it. I'd just be like, these idiots. I'd call 911. Fucking idiots. Why are you pressing a wild animal? You're going to get, if not, you're going to get rabies and you're going to die of rabies.
Oh, no. Nah. I could go to the hospital. Check. I have time.
I'm not driving you there. I'd work the next day. I don't fuck around with the work.
That's pretty crazy. We definitely could have won, though. That's all I'm saying.
No, you can't. How are you? What's your game plan?
All three of us attacking at the same time. I actually just, oh no, 1-on-1, hell no, I'm not winning that.
Okay, boy, how are you winning your 1v1?
So I'm going up to him, and once he like jumps to try to bite me, I'm sideswiping him, going behind him, and putting him in a full Nelson.
Let me tell you how that's going to go
back
down.
And ride
the cat's going
to
jump, boy is going to move to the side, and his leg's getting bitten off. And it's GG. And then he's going to start punching the side of the cat.
No, I'd choke him out.
I don't think your hands could reach around its neck.
I no, they're not so. That.
Nah, he's calling you short.
Yeah, he probably
I
could.
Did not call him short, dude. You called him short. Oh, nah. Oh, instigator.
What the fuck? You said short wingspan, short height.
I did not
That's
say
all
that.
I heard.
I did
That's
not
all
say
I heard.
That.
That's all I heard.
L instigation. Oh, nah. L muddy.
Since I'm smaller, I'm just more agile. Mm. I could probably outrun him.
He is the fastest. We've all
that
raced.
Boy is not outrunning the mountain lion.
You don't know. What if the mountain lion's injured?
Yeah, it's not proven yet.
Yeah. You know, chances of you dying by a shark attack, never zero. They're low. Never zero.
I saw a clip where...
No, you didn't.
You know those clips where the sharks go
where
into the cages and they, like, you know, they're in there with the people that are watching them?
Oh, the diver's cage? Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's so unnecessary to have such big holes in those cages when you can still clearly see them.
I think it's meant for like, you're supposed to be able to put your gun through.
The harpoon gun?
Still put your gun through the smaller ones.
Yeah, but then you can't angle it. Like if you try to do sideways, like if it goes to the right or left, you don't have
much. Why are you trying to shoot a shark? If you're in the cage and it has smaller holes, you're fine.
You can't just go up either. Like they're not underwater for real. They're just like at the... They're like a little underwater.
The surface.
Yeah, just go up. You think a shark's ever jumped into one of those cages?
Jumped
yeah,
into
I seen a
one?
Video.
What the hell? What do they do then?
Jumped inside?
Yeah.
Those holes, they could... Some people probably get out of it. Like the long hole. Yeah.
I probably can. That wasn't like... That wasn't a joke. I definitely can.
This boy.
I'm small and petite.
Yes, true.
You know, one thing that, like, people didn't know about last podcast that, like, I never thought about until Mario brought it up because he saw you, is that people don't know how tall Jose is. Mario was like, I did not think Jose was going to be that tall. Go ahead and share your height, Jose.
I'm 5'5".
That's insane. Let's go around the room, share everyone's heights. Eli?
6'1".
Hi.
No, he's not.
I'm 6 foot without shoes, but 6'1 with shoes. Fuck you, Jose.
No, 6'1.
I'm like 5'2.
That real?
Last time I checked, accurate. I think I was 5'8.
Okay. The thing is, like, I set the bar low in case anybody ever actually sees me. They're gonna be like, whoa, he's super tall. I'm gonna imagine a short guy now. Like, and like, I'm not that tall, so like. They're going to think I'm tall just because they thought I was 5'2", when they don't know my real height. And if anybody says my real height, your girlfriend or your mom is getting killed.
Just look at Boyle. Just picture Boyle and there's Brian.
I'm literally taller than him. I'm taller
are
than
you?
Him. Yes. I'm not. Stop pushing this. All right. Pull up the fishing photo.
Well, the viewers can't
I think he's
see.
Crouched
he's not
in
taller
it.
Than me.
Then we're going to be looking at half inch differences right now.
It's not. It's more than half an inch. It's not funny.
Yeah, I'm taller than you by like 2 or 3 inches.
Uh-huh. Maybe with those fucking Doc Martens on. You know Boyle wanted me to buy Doc Martens. Can you imagine me, little old Brian, in Doc Martens?
No.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you.
Huh? How's that a compliment?
Didn't Eli say I can?
Oh, I thought he said I can't.
Oh,
we'll just leave it at a ambiguous conclusion there.
You're gay. Not that anything's wrong with that. Yeah, I'm still curious to see whose blue bar is going to be the most active and It's mine.
Did you tell them about your femboy arc?
No, you can. I'd love to hear about it.
What in tarnation?
So, one time Brian joined Discord, and he turned on his camera, and he had a wig, and a little, like, girly bit on, and he asked me if it looked good.
What'd you
say? I just didn't know what to say to him.
Tell the truth.
I was in shock.
Don't lie here. Tell the truth.
Okay, I said it was a little good.
Keep going. What else did I say? Don't lie.
And then I just muted up and waited for someone else to join.
You muted up and goon. That's what you did, you little fucking liar. Then you sent me the nut shot after. And then I typed, I wish that was me, XD.
Wait, do you still have the picture?
He deleted it.
Okay. And then when someone else joined the call, I asked him if he was going to show them his femboy fit. And he said he never dressed as one. And he put it on his mom.
Kyan, how was the Comic-Con you went to?
It was cool, I guess. I was expecting more. Just because I only ever seen the ones on like TikTok or Instagram.
Did you buy anything?
You like actual Comic-Cons?
Yeah.
Were a lot of people dressed up? And not dressed, but cosplaying?
Maybe like one every four people.
Tell the audience what you were as.
Me.
You're lying.
No.
You're lying.
Nah.
Yeah, you're lying.
Oh, no, right. Not really.
No, because I...
Racist. Because
I wore literally just like normal black clothes.
And a straw hat.
And then somebody... No, that wasn't me.
He was Tanjiro.
No, I wasn't.
You wore the earring?
Somebody bought me the cloak so that I wore that over
even
my
without
black
it,
clothes.
You still look like him.
Thanks.
I still haven't watched JoJo. I'm still on episode 27 or whatever.
What a bizarre
show. Israel's favorite show.
It's too weird. It's so weird. It's not too weird. It's just I watched it too much. What's funny?
Nothing.
What's funny, dude?
Israel have a lot of common.
Two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Oh, I disagree too. When you say me and Elijah.
No.
Okay,
you guys literally are.
Yeah.
You guys literally
No.
Y'all want to settle your beef? What started your guys' beef?
Settled it in pickleball.
What started your guys' beef?
I let him win.
The pickleball arc.
I felt bad.
It's still going to come back. It's just mad hot.
Can we play baseball too?
No, we can't, but the thing is, I'd always ask to play pickleball and no one would ever say yes, and then I'd get egoed in the chat, so I'm...
His pickleball.
We did.
No. Like way before.
Play something new.
No, way before when we were still playing baseball, I'd be like, "Y'all want to play baseball?" I'd get egoed. Whatever. I wouldn't care. Whatever. I don't care.
Me and Porter respond.
Yeah, but that was like in the call. I would be like, "We're starting the chain."
Yeah.
And then no one else No one else would say anything. And then kind of be like, "We never played baseball again." It's like he's part of the problem. He never responds. And then whenever we're in the GC, everyone's making plans. He decides, "Fuck the GC. I'm just gonna text Brian separately and make things way more complicated." When there's a group chat made for the purpose of making plans together, so everyone knows
the specific times. No. The thing
speaking
is,
of time, this guy's never on time. It's everyone's always on his time. We went to Crumble Cookie. Me, him, and Boyle and Eli, dude. We said, we're going to leave at 3. Everyone agreed. Kyan said, let's head out at 3. Everyone, that's it. He said that? Well, perfect, fine. Boyle leaves his house, picks me up like at 3:10. We get there, we're waiting. It's like, let's text Kyan. He sends us a picture. He's sitting on his goddamn couch. I'm sick and tired.
Because I was waiting for Boyle to text me that he's leaving.
Dude, but when you
that
said
was what's
set
going
time,
through my mind.
That's the time. You even said it.
Okay, well, I need a second reassurance.
And it's literally, it happened again during Little Person Wrestling. The whole day we're talking about, me and Boy are like, oh, what time are we leaving, this and that. Kyan's listening when we're saying this. And then it's like, I text him, or no, I tell him. He also, earlier that day I was at work, he texted me, he's like, what time is the thing? Also, that annoyed me. He has Google, look it up. So I Googled it, sent him a screenshot of Google, left it at that. It said right there, 8 p.m., or it said like 7 p.m. right there. And then later on in the day, I was like, oh, Kyan, are you ready? He's like, for what? I was like, well, we're going to leave like in 10 minutes. Fucker, he's like, oh, I need a shower then.
No, but I was good. I was ready.
Yeah, we had to wait like an extra 10 minutes and we got, think about it, we could have got better seats.
No, our seats were good.
It's because you're tall.
My spot was good.
Oh, you could have stood in front of me. While we were watching it, I sat down because my feet were kind of like sore. So I sat down.
No, dude, that's not how the story went. I sat down.
No.
And then Boyo sat down next to me. And then the officer guy, he was
on
like,
your mom.
You can't sit there.
On your mom.
Okay, you got me.
He got me caught.
The thing is, like, those officers, they weren't even officers. They're security, huh?
Yeah.
No.
They were.
Did you see the thing on his phone, though?
What was it?
The fan.
Oh, he did have a fan attachment on his phone. He got mad hot in there. Like, they didn't have AC or something. And also, like, people kept going up and down the stairs. Like, where are they going? They see it's packed up there. Why are you coming up and down? That shit was getting me tight. And it's like, you should have.
Oh, God.
The same.
And, like, they showed up mad late. Yeah. Like, what do they expect?
I had to keep moving.
Oh, God.
Just to make room for them.
And then the fucking people would just post up on the stairs every 2 minutes, and the cops would be like, or the security guards would tell them, like, hey, get off the stairs. Like, they thought they sniped a good spot. Idiots. All of them. No one's going to say anything, huh? All right, let's go to questions.
What else happened?
I want to see how long.
There's questions?
Yes, there's questions.
You're going to do that one thing where it cuts the...
The silence?
Empty
part. Yeah, if I remember that.
Yeah.
But every time it goes silent, who renamed the channel? The Elsie's podcast.
Me.
Every time it goes silent, I'm like, am I gonna have to be the first one to talk? And every time it's been yes. See,
you're the host.
Yeah, but it's also my blue bar is gonna be all blue the whole time. Okay, first question.
The host with the most.
First question. It's from Cali. This was submitted January 31st, and it says,
"Hola."
Say someone was paying you $3,210 to go to a cosplay convention, and you had to go dressed as your girliest Fortnite skin, and every 30 minutes you had to emote in front of a crowd, would you do it?
How much?
$3,210.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah,
210.
I'm nerd.
3210.
I would do it because I'm never going to see those people ever again.
Yeah, and like, there's already weird people there, so you wouldn't even be like the... Like, no one.
It wasn't even that many weird people when I went. I would have thought there.
Did you look in the mirror?
And with it,
Yeah, you were contributing, bud.
Yeah, well, I had that on. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah, I take the money.
I was like, dang, I got that on.
I didn't see.
It smelled bad in there.
It didn't, surprisingly.
Dang.
Are you sure? You might have gone like.
Maybe kind of nose blind. Oh. Like, nose
blind? Yeah, you could be.
Yeah, he was sharing a car.
Oh, no.
Maybe. Cut this out.
No.
Oh, no.
I'm staying in. This new podcast is uncensored.
No, it makes it fun. No, it's definitely...
It's only censored for major stuff. Like the thing I said in the beginning.
Yeah, like... I was about...
What did you say?
I doxed Eli.
Oh, right.
Yeah. The people won't know how it's going to be cut out. Or I'll bleep it. Yeah, so who's... Is anyone not taking that money?
Honestly, my girliest Fortnite skin's not even girly, so.
Yeah, it's probably like some fucking lame shit.
Yeah,
I'm going as Wendell
type shit.
All right, this question that's not a question is from Number One Sleepover Podcast Fan. Fuck you. They sent it on March 3rd or March 8th, and they said, y'all motherfuckers haven't dropped in a month. Get your asses back in the recording room. Damn.
yeah, that's
fuck you.
That's definitely Mateo.
And then this is from P. This is 20 days later. And then they said, was gonna say y'all fell off, but y'all never even got on.
Oh, nah.
Yeah. You know, the whole reason we're starting this podcast again, because the Hawk Tua podcast.
You mean Talk Tua?
With Haley Welch.
Yeah, anyways.
Is that what it's actually called?
Yeah, it's called Talk Tua.
Yeah.
But, like...
It's a pretty good name.
Think about it. If she can be successful and have a podcast, what's stopping us from? Because we almost had a mildly successful podcast.
But she went viral.
Yeah, I guess
on one video.
One of us
is something
to make, not it.
Well, you're probably what the fuck?
Bro,
what
volunteered fuck? Someone. What the fuck was that? Should we do like?
Barry leaked in the car.
Oh, Eli leaked it. Remember Eli leaked his nutsack.
I did.
I did. They're hanging on his fucking underwear.
That's crazy. Where?
He had like his camera pointed down. Oh, he was showing like the Raiders helmet I got him for Secret Santa. But like you could see his legs on the chair and like his boxer, the little thing, the fly was open and there's just a nut.
Tragic.
Let me see.
You're a freak. let's see. This question is from Nico. Let's see. Thank them for the sub.
Super Nick.
Nico!
Oh, it didn't sound like you said the N-word.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
Nico on January 31st said, say your friend committed a crime and you were the only witness. If you snitched on your friend, you get $3 million but no protection.
Snitching? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm snitching and then that's the last you're going to hear of me.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Wyoming.
I'm going to like...
You're acting like any of them are
going
to do
I'm going
something.
To like Bangladesh.
You just
that's
where
true.
You're going to go.
I'm going to Bangladesh.
So what?
If I ever go on the run, make sure anyone looks for me in Bangladesh. I'm nowhere else. I'm going to be in Bangladesh. So who else is snitching?
Wait, what? No, what me. Crime? It depends on what crime they commit. If they're stealing like some little fucking... like a little...
You, be like you get $3 million. You get $3 million.
Yeah,
who gives a
let's
fuck?
Say it's like a 10-year crime.
You guys are caught.
10-year crime.
10-year crime.
I'm pulling out the folders of all of y'all, and I'm taking everybody down.
Tell you what, I'm putting a million aside for them.
Nah, I wouldn't.
Like, on moms, I would.
If they committed a crime, they deserve the time.
I'd say like, well, you know what? In my head, they were falsely accused. That's when I said that. But yeah, if it's a severe crime, if it's anything like anything along the lines of like rape, murder.
It's like felony charge.
Just like, because it could be felony charges that aren't that crazy. Let's be real. There's felony charges that are not. Like, what if someone fought a cop, but like they were justified, but it's still they fought a cop, so it's fucking a felony. Things like that.
We were talking about the, if we were getting interrogated, Brian would cave.
I would cave, not even He's cave. I'd start making demands. I want canes. Give me canes, and I'm spilling because I have all the power in that room. The power is on me. I have the information they want, and I'm willing to give it up. All you need to give me is some fucking fried chicken, cane sauce, and the canes bread, and I'm spilling everything.
No, but you could distribute the power if you never tell nothing. Nobody.
Or I get my canes.
Someone's gonna go.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like, if anything ever that happens, I'm. Spilling everything.
Yeah, if you don't spill and they still find out, you're an accomplice for not spilling.
I think
if you're involved,
what's it called? I think the only person protected from that is like your wife or husband. Like under law, they don't have to testify against you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Marital protection, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Like they can. It's not like they can't, but like if they say no, it's like oh, all right, whatever. Like they can't be forced to testify against you. Kind you snitching?
For the $3 million?
Yeah. Oh god. Hey, what y'all buying with that $3 million?
I'm snitching for 100.
I just said I'd snitch for canes.
You didn't have to say that.
Yeah. Like,
I'm gonna get me those fancy Apple Vision Pros. A house.
How big is the crime that they'd offer a house?
No, for the $3 million.
No, $3 million.
Oh, okay.
Now you gotta get some real estate.
I
gotta
get
you
some apartment complexes,
like
some duplexes.
Plans, start fucking. Start renting that
base
shit.
Base
rug.
Got 56 of them, Johns. Let me get like two, and then it's just start like a tycoon. They pay for themselves, then I buy another one. They're money makers.
You got experience.
They're money makers.
Build wealth, huh? All
right. Next question. Vicky is asking. This was on. February 13th, a day before Valentine's Day. Do you think that obese people should automatically have to buy an extra plane seat?
If you're big enough,
we talking.
If you're big enough to let your fat overspills onto the next seat, then yes, you may need to buy another fucking plane ticket.
Wait, when did we stop uploading?
February.
Damn, we got some dedicated fans. Like before that question?
I could check. Last one is dated February 5th.
Dang, they're holding on to hopes we'd come back.
Yeah. I think so. I think if there's enough spillage, then yeah, they should. Just because, like, no one wants to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm just keep asking questions to fill up time. Let's see. Say Rafa, this is from Rafa. It said, say we were homies and I had to leave town for a while. I told you to look after my girl and she made some advances on you. What would you do?
Talon. I'm fucking Talon.
What's she look like?
Okay. You say, you savage.
And like, if your girl's Claro, I mean, like, can you blame me?
Yes. Yes, I fucking can.
It's Claro, though. No, but it's not one of y'all. It's Rafa. Yeah. I don't know, Rafa.
He said if we're homies, though. He said if
oh, he did Rafa's girl?
Yeah. What did Rafa
do? What kind switched up?
Give me some of that. No, but if it was one of y'all, I'd text
there's
you.
Gotta be
I'd
a,
text you instantly.
Yeah. There's got to be a reason.
No, actually, I'd have to record it.
Going out of Rafa. Because, like...
Oh, you need a proof.
What did Rafa do?
I don't know. What if you're just that much of a prize? No, but I'd, like, start, like, either a voice recording or, like, just sneakily, like, turn on a video. Just so, like, you don't think I'm pulling shit out of my ass. Which would be fucked up if you don't believe me, but... Yeah, it is what it is.
I don't think you would believe somebody without video.
I think if I wouldn't believe it until the on moms gets pulled. The second an on moms
some people
goes
in this
pulled,
fucking
some people lie on it. No, though. Like
yeah, some people fucking lying.
I'm like looking at
Jose and Pierre, the biggest on moms liars.
Hey, if you're gonna make advances on me and I say on Sabrina, you know I ain't lying.
That's the thing though. Like, why doesn't it work on moms? Why is it she doesn't know?
The hierarchy is not adding up.
Yeah, but the second it's on moms or on Sabrina for Boyle, I'm believing it. Like, no matter what it is, I'm believing it. Because it holds so much power. Kine's gonna go use the restroom, by the way, guys.
Dude.
You know why he didn't want to say it? Because Fucker has to go pee again. It hasn't even been an hour. This is fucking diabetic son of a bitch.
Okay, I gotta come clean. I didn't go pee earlier. I was just on my phone.
You motherfucker. All right, next question. This is from Josh. And Josh said, do you think Mark Zuckerberg should be blamed or have to apologize to the families who lost their children after being bullied or harassed on social media?
No, that's not his fault.
The thing is about cyberbullying,
yeah.
Just turn off your phone. Delete your account. Yeah. Get off the internet. You can't take it. Like, leave the internet. It's such an easy...
As insensitive as that may sound, it's pretty true. And I was like thinking about it. Like, how would he know? Like, he started this platform and people are left to their own devices. Like, you can't control that.
You know what you're signing up for when you're putting yourself out on the internet like that. You know, not everyone's nice. You can't go somewhere and not get hate. So, like, it's the risk you take when you sign up for a social media account.
Yeah.
You're accepting the risk and you can't bitch about the risk when you could also just not use social media. No one's making you use social media.
That's true.
It's not a requirement.
That's true.
You could live your whole life without ever touching it. It's your own choice to go on it, and it could be your own choice to delete it if you're getting bullied. Because at the end of the day, it's night, and that's inevitable.
Okay.
Should I insert the nights like this after that? I am not doing that. Let me see. There's a bunch of... Let me look through the old questions. This one's about me having a Lorax fetish. Mm. I don't know where that came from. Jose, this person asked you, what's your guilty pleasure song?
I remember answering
that question.
No, I guess it never got marked off.
I forgot.
So what's your one right now? Okay, I don't care that much. Do you guys
I can't think
Mario,
of one.
Do you have any disabilities?
That is not a question.
It is. 244.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Blind.
Do I have any? I'm colorblind. I'm blind. I'm allergic to basil. What else?
Lactose intolerant.
What else?
Nah. It keeps going.
I needed braces, so I don't know if that's a disability. My teeth weren't straight. Yeah, I think that's it. How about y'all? Y'all disabled?
A little bit impaired in the eyes, and then I also had braces. Oh, I also had asthma.
You still have asthma now?
Yes.
Idiot.
But nowhere near as severe.
Can you even cure that? Or is that just a GG?
Sure. Isn't that what a disability is? It's not curable? It's not what the, does that.
Is, well, I mean, technically, blindness can be cured through LASIK.
Well, I guess
probably like the brain.
I guess I'm not like disabled because I'm not. Yeah, I'm not. I don't have disabled things, so it's not a really a disability. It's just impairment. I'm impaired. But I think like disability.
A lot of impairments.
Well, no, colorblindness, that's a disability. I can't do anything about that.
I feel like
I just can't see color.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
No, that was a question for Brian.
Who cares? These are old questions. We can use for everybody. We should we're gonna have a link on our Twitter. We don't know the new Twitter. I guess we should figure that out, huh? Before
I was gonna change it and I forgot.
Change it right now.
The pod
change
name. Right now.
I Los Compas Chulos podcast. We can just say Matt, no? LCCORP.
No, I don't like that
either. Axel kind of did not cook with that. You can make it LCC Pod. Does that work? He's going to figure that out.
Insert it at the end of the thing.
Oh, because I'm going to edit this right now.
While you're editing it, we can just come up with it quick.
Well, we can come up with it now while we answer like two more questions. We can do like a minute 10. We can do like 9 more minutes or 1 hour 10. And then like all the silences will cut it down to like 1 hour.
All right. Wait. This question was submitted in December. Someone asked that one person a question. 264.
No. 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 I've seen that.
264.
No, pick, focus on this thing.
What is it? What is it?
Yeah, this is a question for everybody. Do you wipe after you pee?
I wipe after. No, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to just wiggle it.
Yeah, you got to give it that good old shake.
You nasty.
How's that nasty?
You know, no. you do not wipe. You're lying.
Oh.
I do. Oh, I dab. No.
You'd be dabbing you're in the bathroom?
You're saying it for the pod.
No, no, hey, you guys ever dab, like. Yeah. Wiggle it around, and then once you put it back in your pants, ooh, some slips out.
Yeah, I'd say that happens like maybe like 3 out of 10 times. I go.
That's why you wipe it.
Like 30%.
No, even if you wipe it, it's still inside of.
It's like in the urethra shaft, and like after you stand up and like walk around for a little, it just gets naturally pushed out. There's nothing you can do unless you just want to sit at the thing for like 20 minutes after, like 2 minutes. I just hyperbole. This question's from Kind. This question's for you. It's from Turbo. Would you let me cream on your face?
Oh.
This one's to Axel, but he's not here, so we can all answer it. What brand makes the best Franks?
Ballpark.
Probably Kirkland.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I've been fucking with the Costco. It's not a Costco brand, but with the Hot Links. I forgot what they are.
No, I fuck with some. Ballpark, the pineapple wait, ones? Was a crazy answer. There's some pineapple ones that go fucking insane.
I know what you're talking about.
Let's see.
There's some pineapple.
Okay, that was the best at I could put.
What is it?
Los Compas Pod.
That's what it's called.
We're gonna have a link in the title of in the bio of our Twitter at Los Compas Pod, and you can submit questions there for next episode.
Oh, Evergood. I think it is Evergood.
Yeah, Evergood. Those are ones I like.
Yeah, I fuck with Evergood.
Will the pods normally be coming out Friday morning instead of late?
Yeah, it'll be like Friday mornings. You know, which is yesterday we were going to record, but some things came up. So unfortunately, we were not able to, but we're going to try pushing them out on Fridays. And if not, we'll release a statement on our Twitter telling you guys why we couldn't.
What came up?
What? I can't say. I could say, but it's not for me to say.
Came up.
It's not for me to say.
What about our YouTube channels? Will we be posting on there anytime soon?
Hey, don't talk about the YouTube channel because it's still up.
Oh yeah,
old episodes are still up. So I'm not gonna cut that out.
I never got like, the app. Gmail.
Like, actually, needs to delete those.
Yeah. No, he needs a private. He needs a private.
Yeah, he does. Well, I have the archive.
Well, I don't want to download it. I prefer just click the private. All right.
Well, I sent. Boy, I sent you the file, by the way. It's on Gmail.
Okay.
So I think that's it for the first episode, right? The season 2? We can call it season 2. That's kind of hard. Or the reboot. Should we call it season 2 or reboot?
Nah, reboot.
Season 2.
No, it's like FaZe Clan, the FaZe reboot.
Yeah,
LCC reboot. Yeah, we kick some members. We're cleaner. You know, we're matured. Not a lot of bleeps this episode, except for the very beginning. You know, we've grown. At the end of the day, it's night. Oh, and that's inevitable.
What did he
I'm
leak?
Ending it. I'm ending it.
All right, I'm ending.
Bye.
Oh, what is the end button? Is it the square or the...